Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
I feel very blessed to live in a town that is one-third conservation land. When I'm feeling anxious or just need a break, I love to go to the woods. I take my dog and just walk. Sometimes I listen to music. Sometimes I just listen to the sounds of nature, and it really makes me feel better. So I'm so glad to have, or we're so glad to have, Jody Amon. She's an anxiety tamer, forgiveness counselor, relationship coach, guilt releaser, and unconditional lover, and a hope renewer. She has a lot of cool things. She joins us now. We're going to talk about easing anxiety through nature. Hi, Jody.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you on. You know, I'd love to know when you first discovered the healing power of and the anxiety easing of nature.
Well, I guess I was 8 years old because I used to climb this tree in front of my house. It was a huge red maple tree. And when things didn't go well in my life, which, you know, happened a lot back then, I used to climb this tree and sit in there and maybe read books, but maybe just sit in there. And it was kind of my home away from home. To be able to just be myself fully. It was probably the only place at the time that I felt really like a sense of belonging, I guess. So, yeah, I have a long history of it.
I love nature, and every time I go to my mother, she has a cottage in up north, and every time I go there, I love to sit on the lake, and I just love to watch the mountains and the sunset, and it calms me, like you're saying. And I would love to know, what is the research behind it? What does the research say?
Actually, I'm not a researcher, really. I'm more of a practical applicator. And so when I work with people and in my own life and experience it, it's so dramatic, the change. So that's where I get. So I'm not a researcher by profession. So I don't have that data for you. Is that okay? Or do you want me to just talk
about experience? I'm curious more in terms of, like, you know, do the statistics say that people experience a certain amount of, you know, less stress? Is there, you know, I mean, not necessarily
absolutely. I did hear some stuff recently about, you know, creativity increasing after a walk in the woods and, you know, your blood pressure decreasing after walks outside. But also the practical, like what you experience, I just moved my office to a place that has a lot of land around it, so big windows. And so when people come to see me and they just could look at the animals outside the windows, there's a lot of wildlife around, it's such a huge difference to them what happens when they have that space around them. And I could tell you what I think it is that happens. It's, you know, it's like there's something beyond us. It takes us out of that monkey mind that we're always in, trying to figure out the world and trying to figure out what's wrong with us and try to make sense of everything. And all of a sudden, everything's just bigger and those things matter less. Like the mountains and the lake when you were talking about them. While those mountains have been around forever, they will be around forever. You know, the water is just so healing and calming. And so it does something to our mind that takes us, you know, back into our body and in the present moment.
Meditation, and that's slowing your brain down. And I think when you're in nature, you get that same calming effect and that same slowing down, right, of your heartbeat. And it helps with that monkey mind, because I tend to have really bad monkey mind, Jody, so I really understand. And yeah, so it tends to be pretty kooky. So, you know, so what do you actually take the folks that you work with? Do you go on walks? Do you recommend that they just spend more time in nature? What do you say to folks who say they're too busy to get out in nature?
I do encourage them to take walks. Of course, I can't make them do it. When we're together, we can take walks together, but they might not even want to when we're together. But I have people just lay right down on the ground, you know, just lay just on the grass. So, you know, if on a dry day, obviously, but they lay on the ground. It's life changing. And so I've done this practice in my own life too, just laying on the ground as often as I can. In the summer, I can almost every day lie on the ground for 5 minutes. And it could really change your whole, it just resets your whole body just because you feel supported in a new way and connected. Really, the only problem we have, like with anxiety, is we feel separate. Like we feel different, or we feel like we can't handle stuff, and maybe everyone else can, but we can't handle it. And when you connect with something like the earth, the nature that's way beyond you and bigger and longer and sturdy, you forget that you're separate. And I think that's really the important piece of why nature heals our anxiety and helps us with that.
Yeah, I think so too. You know, I was happy to hear that you had that tree when you were young, but I was also saddened to hear you say that that's a place you felt the one place you felt that you belong. I'm guessing your own experiences and difficulties in your life sort of led you to the work that you're doing now.
Sure does, and I think it does for a lot of healers, right? You know, I was bullied when I was younger, and, you know, there was a bit of chaos in my house, and so, I was trying to figure out where I fit and who I was from quite a young age. And finding that nature, I guess, stabilized me to a place where, I could understand what people when they go through pain, but I didn't have to stay in that pain, so I could be in a place where I could help other people.
What would you recommend to people who, let's say, can't get out into nature and they want to bring it at home with them? I know one tip that I use is I put pictures of nature on my computer, or I'll print them out. I'll take pictures when I'm out and I'll put them up on my bulletin board or surround myself with pictures and images, which I find to help calm me down. What are some of the tips that you would provide for those people who can't get out there?
I think houseplants. I think having plants inside is the best. I have plants all over my house and all over my office. And I think a lot of people think that they can't take care of plants or they always die. But really, a lot of house plants are very sturdy, but they will change the energy in your house because it brings that real greenness. The picture is wonderful, and having photos around of nature is wonderful and a great idea. But having real nature inside, even if you grew some herbs or something like that, so you'd actually eat them. But having something that you take care of, that it feeds you back physically and with the oxygen and aesthetically in your houses, I think is a really important piece. So I encourage people to bring plants in their house. But pets are also part of nature, and they also could be that.
That's a good point.
Pets, yeah. Pets could be a great way to bring nature inside your house, which I think that's how pets started, right? But a great way to... Yeah. A great way to ease anxiety with your animals.
Yeah, that is really true. Now, I know we're talking about easing anxiety, but when I was reading your, you know, and studying you, you're a forgiveness counselor. How important is forgiveness? And does getting in touch with nature, do you think, help them to reach a deeper place in themselves to be able to forgive?
Yes, because again, you know, when people are so caught up in guilt and self-blame, you know, usually, you know, there's this blame game we were constantly playing. You know, is it me? Is it when something happens to us, it's like, is it me? What did I do? Is it me? And then you're like, no, it's them. Is it me? Is it them? Is it me? Is it them? But when you're into nature, that's, again, you're just coming. That's just a monkey mind too, right? And so when you're in nature, things are just beyond all that. Like, those things just have less importance. Or you're distracted by beauty. And so having negative thoughts versus having positive thoughts by noticing beauty does something physiologically to your whole body. And so you become, like, those don't matter. The blame doesn't matter. And that's really what forgiveness is to kind of get out of the trap of the blame.
I love that you said that.
Yes, yeah, so sometimes you don't have to figure it out. It just dissolves. And dissolving sometimes is the best way of resolution of a problem. It's not important.
Words of wisdom, for sure.
Yeah.
Words of wisdom.
Good.
Unfortunately,
good.
We're out of time for today, Jody, but thank
good.
You for being on our show.
Absolutely. It was wonderful.
And if you'd like to learn more about Jody, you can visit her website at jodyamon.com, and you can also follow her on Twitter at jodyamon, JODIAMAN. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone, and stay well.